Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome into Outkick the Show. I am your fearless leader, Clay Travis. I hope all of you are having fantastic Fridays wherever you may be across this great nation or this great land. Want to let you know you can get, what's the offer right now? Right off the top here, I got an offer texted to me earlier today. I want to make sure I don't screw it up. Let's see. Olympic offers. You can bet $10 and get $100. Bet $20, get $200. These are all Olympic specials. Basically, if you get Olympic bets out there, you're going to be glad that you did it. We're a week away from the Olympics. You can also get up to $1,000 no-risk wager. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Clay. That is FanDuel.com/Clay. All right, the world is even continuing to get more insane. Do you remember when Joe Biden based his entire campaign on if you vote for me, everything will return to normal in the United States of America? Remember when that one was his big pitch as he campaigned from his basement and hid in the largest mask ever from COVID and said, hey, there's nothing to be afraid of. I'm going to bring back normalcy to America. I'm going to govern in a bipartisan fashion. All those things which are not true. One of the things that I was afraid of is that we were going to continue to slip more and more into COVID insanity. And we're starting to see that already as Los Angeles has made the worst decision imaginable based on looking at the data. LA County, one of the most populous places in the world, is now reinstituting a mask mandate for anyone who is in LA, whether they are vaccinated or not. This goes against CDC guidelines. This goes against the state of California guidelines. It's madness. There's no way to reasonably justify it. Now, your boy is going to be landing in LA next week to finish off my television show, the Thursday and Friday editions of Fox Bet Live. But what I would want to tell you at this point is, all I've ever done is point to the data and say, let the data guide us, okay? I haven't tried to be super partisan. I haven't tried to focus on the political angles associated with COVID and mask wearing and everything else. But if you look at the data, we've now got basically 18 months of data. If you are over the age of 65, if you are morbidly obese, if you have multiple major health conditions, then COVID is a danger to you. For everyone else, that isn't true. Okay? I had COVID. Zero issues, really. I still have COVID antibodies. I am relatively young, 41 years old, super healthy, as you can see just by looking at me, what a physical specimen I am. But I looked at the data. I said, I'm not going to be fearful of COVID. When I got it, I isolated myself from older people and I was fine. My wife got it. She was fine. Neither one of us had major health-related issues as the data reflected we would likely be in that position because the data reflects that if you're under 65 years old and relatively healthy, you're going to be fine. Wearing masks is, if you look at the data, very questionably connected to any benefit at all, whether it's in California, Florida, Texas, or New York. In fact, the two most restrictive big states in the country, New York and California, have had a worse combined response to COVID than the two biggest states in the country that have not had major restrictions, Texas and Florida. How can you explain why Texas and Florida would have a far less significant issue with COVID, despite less stringent restrictions, than New York and California? The biggest and best explanation is virus is going to virus, that most of what we do and have done in, resp- in response to COVID is cosmetic theater. All of it. The distancing, the wearing masks, the shutdowns, none of it's really had much of an impact. That's what the data would tell us, because there's very little difference between what's happened in the most restrictive states in the country and the least restrictive states in the country. You've been able to go to school in Florida for a whole year, no issues whatsoever. California, you didn't go to school for a year. No issues and major difference when it comes to what's been going on. If you consider the amount of things that have been kept open, all California and New York did when they shut down was destroy their economies with no benefit when it comes to health. Again, this is based on the data. Nothing radical here other than looking at the data. And the data reflects that California going back to a mask mandate is not going to have an impact at all. Now, we're still early in things. Last summer, we had a major dip before we had a rise when it got to cold and flu season, when viruses tend to have a lot of success. I hope that the vaccines work tremendously well. I do. But there's ominous signs coming from England where a massive increase in COVID positive rates is occurring even after mass vaccinations in that country. Now, they basically are deciding no matter what, we are opening on July 19th in England. I think we just have to live with the virus, right? It's not going away. It's going to be like the flu. There is no magic pill that's suddenly going to eliminate it. The best protection, based on all the data that I have seen, is natural immunity, which is what I have. I had COVID. I still have COVID antibodies. That's what the vaccine exists to do, is to replicate the infection, so to create antibodies inside of your body. So if you already have natural immunity like I do, I'm following the data as I have researched it. You can make your own choices. Again, my mom, happy birthday, mom. She's watching this. Turned 77 years old today. I told her and my dad, go get the vaccine. You're over 65 years old. You need to do it. That's what I've told every elderly person that I know, 65 or older, 100% you should go get the vaccine. A lot of younger people have already had COVID. If you've already had COVID like I am, I don't see the point of getting the vaccine. If you are terrified of COVID and you are younger and you are otherwise not under risk from COVID, then I would encourage you to do whatever makes you feel better. But the larger point is here, we've got to return to normalcy. We can't continue to constantly go through these cycles where we're trying to terrify everybody with the fear porn. I'm genuinely curious to see how everything is going to be followed now that Joe Biden is in office and theoretically responsible for the nation's COVID response. I think what you're seeing is this goes beyond politics. The virus is gonna virus. And I would encourage you guys to go listen to Alex Berenson as a guest spot. I believe it was on the Tuesday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Go subscribe to the podcast. You can go to my Twitter feed at Clay Travis. You can click right through. You can go to iTunes or Spotify or Google Play. Type in Clay Travis. Just go listen to that conversation. Got the biggest radio show in the country. Important conversations going on. Go listen to it. And you can hear us today discussing why the LA mask mandate is complete and total insanity. Some sports stories for you that also, unfortunately, continue to impact COVID. Red Sox-Yankees yesterday was canceled for COVID after six vaccinated Yankees players test positive for COVID. Why are we still testing anyone in sports for COVID? I told you again, I don't know why I'm one of the only people who actually looks at the data. Young, healthy athletes have zero risk from COVID. Zero. Little league all the way to pros. If you are healthy enough to be playing athletics, your body is going to be fine. You probably won't even know if you get COVID. You'll probably be asymptomatic. That's most people. But if you go get the vaccine, which these Yankees players did, why in the world are we still testing athletes? And on top of that, why are we canceling games over COVID, which is post-vaccination, according to the experts, not in any way remotely dangerous? We aren't testing people to go sit in crowded stadiums. Why can we not just continue to play baseball games, football games, basketball games? Why do we need to test at all for COVID? And why are we continuing to cancel games or postpone games because of COVID? It makes zero sense. No one who is vaccinated should ever be tested for COVID again, frankly. And if you don't feel sick, why would you ever be tested for anything any longer? This is madness, okay? And I don't know what it is about the Corona bros that they insist on being terrified of a virus that is not going to have any impact on them. But if you are terrified, go get the COVID vaccine. Your fear should not impact my freedoms. We've done that for far too long. If you are terrified that you are going to die of COVID, go get the COVID vaccine. Why should your fear or your concern over me impact things anymore at all? To me, the storyline here is pretty simple. We have reached, likely, a substantial, massive number of people that have been exposed to COVID, either through natural infection, in which case there's probably 100 million or more of people just like me who've already had it, recovered, and are fine, and also of all of the people out there that have been vaccinated. You combine those two groups, and the number of people that are actually, in theory, in danger from COVID should be absolutely minuscule if the vaccines work as well as we are told the vaccines work. So no more sports should be canceled. No more athletes, candidly, should be tested at all. It doesn't make sense. It should be done. We are over it. 18 months, young and healthy people have no issues. If you want to get vaccinated, that's fine. But these group testing for teams and leagues and everything else shouldn't happen anymore. Period. The data reflects it makes no sense. Tom Brady, speaking of making sense, Tom Brady played the entirety or most of the 2020 season with a torn MCL. As if this guy wasn't already an incredible best to ever do it example, Tom Brady played most of 2020 with a completely torn MCL, continued to dominate. Now, this speaks to how worthless at times the NFL injury reports can be, because there was never any discussion of a major knee injury for Tom Brady. And it also speaks to his ability to play through insane amounts of pain. Props to Tom Brady for finding a way to do this. 10 different Super Bowl trips, 7 Super Bowl championships. We're never going to see anyone, I don't believe, have that level of success in the NFL. I used to hate Tom Brady because I was a Manning guy in the Brady versus Manning battle. But now, I just enjoy watching excellence. And over the last several years, I have turned from a Tom Brady hater to absolutely enjoying the experience of being able to appreciate his incredible talents. Richard Sherman has released a statement, and I probably should read it to you because we talked about all the issues that he had. Video came out of Richard Sherman from his father-in-law's house, trying to knock his way into that house. And all the details that have emerged since then are really very, they're terrible, all the details. And I've said on this show for the last couple of days, I hope he's able to find a way to getting back to normal. He put out a statement today, now that he's been released from jail. He said, "I'm deeply remorseful for my actions on Tuesday night. I behaved in a manner I am not proud of. I've been dealing with some personal challenges over the last several months, but that's not an excuse for how I acted. The importance of mental and emotional health is extremely real, and I vow to get the help I need. I appreciate all the people who've reached out and supported me and my family, including our community here in Seattle. I am grateful to have such an amazing wife, family, and support system to lean on during this time." So that is Richard Sherman. To his credit, he didn't blame somebody else or seek to explain away his behavior with anything other than an apology. So I give credit. I hope he's able to get himself back to a place where he is able to get back to some form of normalcy for him. Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau, the feud that I think it's fair to say nobody ever really saw coming or knew that we needed. If you missed it, by the way, I love watching the British Open. The Friday round now complete. Cuts have been made. Bryson narrowly made the cut. But after Thursday's round, he came out and blamed his driver for his performance there on today, earlier, when Brooks Koepka finished his round of golf. In an interview, what did Brooks Koepka say? That his driver was great, that it worked great, and that he was very thankful to have that driver. Trolling of the utmost magnitude. I don't know how Brooks Koepka, we could mix that in as part of this clip. That would be great. You can watch it yourself. I don't know how he kept from laughing when he said it, but it was deadpan delivery at its finest. Props to Brooks Koepka for the A-plus troll job. As we roll through, I want to let you know that the guys at 8 Sleep are doing fantastic work. Let me tell you this. People say, hey, what's the biggest difference in your life? And I want to thank you guys who've been watching and listening to OutKick for a long time. But I just finished the first month of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show. And again, encourage you to go subscribe and rate the podcast. And people say, what's the biggest difference now moving from the show that you were on to the new show? And I say, it's sleep. I get way better sleep now because I don't have to get up at 4:15 or 4:30 in the morning, which I did for 5 or 6 years. And you know what? There are a lot of people out there that don't get very good quality sleep, which is why I'm here to tell you about the 8 Sleep Pod Pro Cover, all right? It is fantastic. It can make a difference. Do you know everybody has a different temperature that they sleep well at? The Pod Pro by 8 Sleep is the most advanced solution for helping to figure out what makes sense for you. Pairs dynamic cooling and heating with biometric tracking and a mattress or a cover you can put on your existing mattress, and you can find out whether you sleep better at 55 degrees or maybe as hot as 110 degrees. What will happen is your Pod Pro will adjust temperature based on the optimal sleeping environment for you. And the result is 8 Sleep users fall asleep 32% faster, reduce sleep interruptions by 40%, and get more restful sleep overall. The Pod Pro by 8 Sleep is so popular, all sorts of people, CEOs, pro athletes, overall high performers, they all want it. Good sleep is the ultimate game changer, which is why you need to go to 8sleep.com, 8sleep.com/outkick, to check out the Pod Pro and save $150 at checkout using the promo code OUTKICK. Again, get hooked up today as we roll into the weekend with great sleep at 8sleep.com/OUTKICK. A couple of other things that are out there. I want to embed this Jen Psaki video for the crew out there that is watching this that we share later. Jen Psaki has been saying all sorts of crazy thing about big tech. I don't know if she is not aware of the legal ramifications of some of the things that she is sharing, or if she's just so convinced that big tech is at the beck and call of the White House that she doesn't care. But yesterday we talked about Jen Psaki, the White House spokesperson, saying that they were inside the White House monitoring Facebook posts and contacting Facebook to tell them about posts that needed to be taken down because they were misinformation. Now, Jen Psaki, and this is a big deal, I'm going to build on this a little bit, said that if you are banned by one big tech platform, you should be banned by all of them. This is the White House directly telling private companies that they should be censoring individuals for their opinions. The White House is using its bully pulpit to force behavior by big tech companies that would be impermissible for the government to take themselves. Let me repeat that. The federal government, because of the First Amendment, cannot tell you what opinions you are allowed to have. But what they are doing is effectively censoring people by using the big tech companies to do it for them instead. To me, this is the definition of state action on behalf of private companies. And they now are saying, in addition to the opportunities and demands that we are putting on individual companies, all of you should be colluding to try to block others and end up with the same result. That's how all the big tech companies block Donald Trump. All right, so this is a monster story. It's a big deal, okay? particularly because the point on the First Amendment, let me just be clear about this, is sometimes it's messy. Sometimes, in order to win a battle, you have to deal with some information that ends up being incorrect. Let me give you an example. But picking and choosing based on the moment in time that it is being shared is not the right move. For instance, Facebook banned all discussion that COVID had come out of a Chinese lab because the consensus, according to Facebook, was that was scientifically unlikely. Now, the president of the United States himself, Joe Biden, is saying, actually, we're investigating this. It may well have escaped from a lab. And in fact, that's probably the most likely way that COVID got out into the world. So Facebook was banning disinformation that ended up being correct. That's oftentimes how the marketplace of ideas works. An idea that may or may not end up being factually accurate, debate occurs, and hopefully we end up with the right result. Moreover, that's if you can determine whether or not something is factually accurate or not. An opinion, by its very nature, is different than a fact. A fact is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won the Super Bowl in 2020. An opinion is the 2021 Super Bowl champs are going to be the Tennessee Titans. I'm not even sure I believe that, but that's an opinion because we don't have fact established yet. Much of science is not rooted in direct fact, particularly as it pertains to a novel virus that is still relatively new and we are still learning about. So when you are allowing one person to determine whether or not someone else can share an opinion, that is a massive deal. This is basically what China does, except instead of China doing it, we are now deputizing big tech companies to do it on behalf of the federal government. This is what the essence of Donald Trump's lawsuit is about. And I don't care whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a Republican, whether you're an independent, whether you don't care at all about politics. The idea that the government is monitoring social media companies and telling them what posts can and cannot be posted on their network and demanding that things be pulled down is a monstrous infringement of government authority, and it violates, in my opinion, the First Amendment itself. And we need judges out there. We need judges out there, Democrat judges, Republican judges, independent judges, whoever you are, to be looking at all this evidence and to find First Amendment violations going on. That's what we need. We need brave judges who are willing to stand for the Constitution, even in the face of big tech censorship and all of the power and might of the federal government that's being brought to bear in favor of that censorship. I think it's the biggest single issue in the United States today. I don't see it as being partisan. I see it as being either pro-free speech or against it. This is massively important. Finally, something that is not massively important at all, we got pregnant man emojis. Evidently, it's now, I had to like clear my head here for a moment. Evidently, it's now offensive to refer to someone as a pregnant woman because there's this argument out there that men can give birth. Yeah, here's the deal. Women give birth. There is no such thing as a pregnant man, all right? Biology is real. If you care about science, then you should have to acknowledge basic biological truths. There are men, there are women. There are not men who can have babies. Women have children. That's the way the world works, all right? If you think biology is sexist, that's your right, but it doesn't make it true. We got to get back to basic fundamental truths in this country and stop worrying about every single person out there being offended based on the pyramid of victimization. I love all of you. My name is Clay Travis. I'm about to head off to Commie Land, not California yet, another Commie Land, Gretchen Whitmer's Michigan. I love Michigan in the summer. Soon as I finish Fox Bet Live, I'm hopping on an airplane and flying up to Michigan with my wife's family for the weekend. Be back here on Monday, hanging with you guys. And then, unfortunately, I'm headed out to the Great Masked West. I'll be in L.A. by the end of the week. We'll see how that goes. I am Clay Travis, DBAP, unless you need to SBAP. This has been OutKick, the show.